And we'd like to help you keep it running as long as you like with the help we get from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Who, Dan, good morning. Good to see you back here again.
Good morning. Thank you.
I'm thinking that we're probably talking about 22 years you've been doing this with us?
I think so.
Something,
I
was around Tony's
birth, I remember when Tony was born, so I was here that day.
And you were probably 10 at the time, but a young mechanic. Don't we wish, right?
Yeah, thank you. Right.
If you have any kind of car care question, Dan is more than willing to help you out, to give you at least some information before you bring it into your favorite dealer or your favorite shop. You'll be armed with at least a little bit more. And that, like we've said it often, it does help the service writer or you guys at your particular shop. If you give the more information, the better.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. We do a little interview when you drop your car off to answer all those questions that we're looking for. So it makes a noise, yes, I know, but when, where, how?
Yeah.
There's lots of questions to go along with that.
Tell me more. All right. Dan and I were talking. We shouldn't get lulled. We're looking at the forecast. 70 the high today, and here it is heading toward the end of October. Don't be lulled into complacency because, you know, winter will be here.
It will be. I said last week I put on my first set of snow tires 10 days ago or so and for a customer and more this week. And so I think that it's probably time. I don't think we'll see 80 degrees again like we did yesterday. Did it get to 80? But it got close anyway.
I think it got close. I'm not sure officially.
Yeah, but anyway, it was pretty warm. I don't think we'll see that anymore. It's getting a little late in the season for that. But it's time to, if you choose to get your snow tires on, now's fine. Go ahead, get going on it. And don't forget all the maintenance things that, first of all, check your tires if you're not putting snow tires, and be sure that there's enough tread left after the summer. Check the air pressure before it gets too cold and uncomfortable to be out there doing that. And then don't forget to check the status of all your fluids. If fluids are due to be changed, get them changed. Antifreeze needs to be checked. Your window solvent needs to be topped up. The days are getting much, much shorter, so it's a great time to think about your light bulbs and check all your light bulbs and be sure they're all working.
What you mentioned last week, which I did, I mentioned earlier this morning, I bought a pair of wiper blades for the car.
Yeah, that was next on my list. This morning it'd be a good test. I see it's drizzling outside now.
It's drizzling right now, yeah. But boy, the days are gone when the wiper blades are $5. I mean, you don't, the good ones, I mean.
Yeah, that's right.
And there are differences.
I think even the bad ones are more than $5 anymore.
You're absolutely right.
Remember the day, Denny, when you used to just slide the rubber part off
the
frame of the wiper blade and plugged it back in, you know, with the refills and... You know, that worked fine, but of course now there's many, many, many different styles and shapes and clips and attachments, and so it, like everything else, it's gotten very complicated.
And a few bucks, too.
And a few bucks, yeah, as you learned. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I mean, if they're good, and like you said, you want to, with the days being shorter, you want to be able to see out of that windshield.
Yeah, and I think maybe you can probably attest to this, but I think wiper blades probably last about a year, do you think?
I think that's probably when they should be changed.
They should be changed. Yeah. I think, you know, it's not that they won't work beyond that, but you start to lose that clean sweep when they wipe. So exactly. I think after a year, it's probably time to change them.
If you have a car care kind of question, we welcome yours either by phone or by text, as we always do every Saturday. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Or send a text, and we already started getting those earlier this morning, Dan. That text number is 81807. I'll tell you what, let's just do this text, because, as I said, it came in even before you showed up for the Car Care Show. A texter says this: I changed brake pad, greased the bolts going into the caliper. The pads now stick and won't release. The smell of hot pads. What did I do wrong?
Well, two things are possible. When you, in order to get the brakes installed, you need to push the piston back in on the caliper or for the caliper. And sometimes those pistons are rusty and corroded, and sometimes those pistons get stuck. The other possibility, and probably the more likely possibility, is that where the pads sit where the pads sit at any rate, there's little tin clips in the bracket. There's little tin clips, and those little tin clips need to be removed. You need to take some sort of wire brush or buffing wheel or something. We use, of course, air tools, and that all needs to be cleaned right back down to bare metal, like to shiny metal. And then it needs to be lubricated. The bridge is the word that I was looking
the
for.
Bridge.
The bridge is where the pads sit in. And then that all needs to be lubricated with a grease and reassembled. And if you didn't clean all that out real good before you put the new pads back in, the pads are indeed stuck in the bridge and they won't release.
So, I'm trying to think, a do-it-yourself or at home, how can you do a brake job unless you got a hoist?
Well, you can.
Can you
lift
it
up on a floor jack? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Lots of people do that.
That's enough.
And it's fine. People will sometimes ask us, how come your brake job costs more? And my answer always is, well, because it's worth it. Because we do all that. I mean, you can do a brake job very, very quickly if you don't do it correctly and carefully. But to take everything apart and clean it the way it needs to be cleaned is a big job, and it takes a lot of time. So
you get what you pay for.
Well, and that's the way you want it done.
Especially a safety feature.
Right.
Like all right, Dan, we're going to take a quick break here. If you want to phone in your car care question, of course, we welcome yours. Keep in mind, don't wait, because Dan takes his leave here at about 7:45. So a little less than a half hour, he'll hang around here. So call us or text us on CCO's Car Care Show.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns, ASE Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive, which is located where?
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call. Big Nick will be there this morning at 651-228-1316.
Very good. I want to go to Carol in Cambridge, but Dennis, we're getting calls about downpours. We're Brooklyn Park, 694. Okay, so be advised. Downpours are happening in parts of the metro. Let's go back to the phones. By the way, there's a line open at 651-989-9226. Carol is calling from Cambridge. Thanks, Carol. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a Chevy 08 Cobalt, and the check engine light comes on, and when I have it checked, it's the gas cap. So I replace the gas cap, but it still stays on. How important is that to have that fixed?
Well, it's probably not the gas cap, for starters. The gas cap is just part of the emission system that seals the gas tank. And there's a whole bunch of other things that seal the gas tank, too. It's common that if you have if it's called the evaporative system, if you have a code for the evaporative system, it can be the gas cap. If you leave the gas cap off or loose, that's the code that will be set, but it can be a bunch of other things too. So that just tells you the story about it. How important is it? Well, from a performance problem on the car, probably not that important. There are some solenoids that can create a vacuum leak if that's what's causing the light to come on. So and that would have an effect on the way the engine runs or the efficiency of the engine. But beyond that, if the car seems to be running okay, if you don't want to spend a bunch of money figuring out what it is and getting it fixed, that's probably okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what would you guys do if Carol brought her vehicle into your shop?
We have a test that we do. We hook it up to our computer. We can make the system go through a self-test and see if it passes or if it fails. If it fails, and it probably will if your check engine light is on, then we need to figure out which solenoid or which hose, which vent, which tube. Sometimes it's the gas tank itself. Sometimes it's the fill spout, you know, the spout that you pour the gas into. Sometimes that's rusted through. That can certainly cause it. So, any place that there's a hole or a leak that there's not supposed to be, that'll cause the
so
light
much
to
for
be
the
out.
Vacuum. Yeah.
Right. And it's the reason that we have the system is because it's mandated federally. When your car is sitting, they don't want any gasoline vapors leaking out into the environment. If there's a hole in your system, then gasoline vapors are leaking out into the environment. So it's environmentally friendliest thing you can do is get it fixed.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Carol. Let's go to Plymouth. Jean is there with a question. Go ahead, Jean. Thank you.
Good morning. It's morning. The morning to perfectly call in with my question.
Good.
I have a 2010 BMW 5 Series. And my light went on that my temperature or my tire monitor wasn't working. So I brought it into my dealer and they got into the trunk and they thought they had to fix some of the systems in it. And then they were doing a test drive that was fine. But when they opened up the trunk again, when they took off the top of the trunk where some equipment is and looked in the bottom, I had water and leaves, shredded leaves, in the back of my trunk. And when they looked, the seals around the trunk are absolutely fine. So they had no idea how water got in. Do you have any idea how water and leaves could have gotten into that very lowest level of my car?
Well, it's obviously leaking. If the trunk is sealed, or just because the seal looks good, doesn't mean that it's necessarily making contact with the trunk lid. So it has gotten distorted or shrunk or, you know, so it still could be coming in that way. The other way that it can come in is if you have a window, a windshield leaking. Sometimes the drain for the sunroof runs back that direction. And if that hose has become ruptured or maybe a mouse chewed through it, that could cause it. And the fact that you're saying there's leaf debris in there makes me think of a rodent, doesn't it, Danny?
Yes, yeah. We've seen that, yeah.
And we see that under the hood of cars. They find look for a place to be warm.
Yeah.
So that's what we would do. If you brought it into the shop, what we would do is put the lowest mechanic on the totem pole in the trunk and spray water all over the trunk and with a flashlight on the inside.
We see where it's coming from.
Watch and just see where it's coming from. And so certainly can be fixed, probably needs to be fixed, because you can't have your electrical components that are in the trunk be getting all wet. It's going to, if it has not ruined them already, it's going to. So
if they're not finding anything in this particular shop,
find somebody else that will stick with it, because for sure it's leaking. There would not be water back there. So somebody will certainly be able to find it.
All right. Thank you, Jean. Right after the break, Sue will be asking her question here on CCO. So don't go away. We have texters to help out as well.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny along with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, we have a few minutes left until Jack Farrell chimes in here at 7:45. But Sue is on a cell phone to ask you a question. Thanks for waiting, Sue.
Hi, good morning, Danny.
Morning.
I've had some old beaters over the years, and I had a 01 PT Cruiser sitting for a while, and battery was dead, and I went to jump it, and I have a booster. Normally it pops right off. Booster cables got really hot. What's going on? Bad cell in this battery? I put a different new reconditioned battery in there. As soon as I hooked it up, it was like someone was leaning on the horn. Some kind of steam or smoke started coming out of the engine. The windshield wipers were going, and the windshield washer was squirting all over the place. It was like, what in the world?
It's haunted. It's Halloween.
Yeah. I know. It was like going crazy. I never seen anything like it before. I thought, is it because I got to reset the security or something? Or
well, I was okay with everything that you said until you said there was smoke coming from under the hood. And then I thought, well, that's not a good sign. So
yeah, but it quit. It did it for a little while.
I quit.
I don't know if it was steam or, you know what happened before this is that the upper radiator hose came disconnected, but I didn't know why it was overheating. And I noticed that as soon as I started messing with the battery.
Did the car start?
No, nothing would happen. I didn't want to keep the horn blowing and bothering all the neighbors. It was like someone was leaning on the horn nonstop.
Yeah.
And then steam or smoke happened. I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm afraid that what has happened is something is shorted, a short, and the short is why the smoke is coming. The smoke will stop once the short burns through.
Yep.
You know, once it gets hot enough, then the short. But somebody's going to have to help you with that to find out where that short was happening. That's why the old battery was dead. okay. Because the short happened. And when you put new power in, then of course it does it all over again. But somebody's going to have to find that short for you.
Would that explain why the windshield washer was going off on its own?
Yeah, it's feeding power. It's feeding power to a bunch of stuff that's not supposed to have power.
And so, it's kind of hilarious seeing this happen.
Like, wires are crossed.
Literally.
Yeah, literally wires are crossed. And like I say, before you burn the car down in your garage, you should probably get some help with that. Because it's to the point now where it can actually be dangerous. You don't want to leave that hooked up.
No, not at all.
No.
I'm going to keep you laughing, Sue.
So. Yeah.
And by the way, if you haven't read the book, Stephen King's Christine, you might want to do that.
Yeah.
Or see the movie. Thank you, Sue. For the call, we have texters we don't want to forget about either, Dan. The text number is 81807. Let's see. 2003 old Silhouette 3.4 engine, 190,000 miles on it. The engine is running hot. Coolant level is good. The cooling fans are not coming on when the engine gets hot. They do come on, the fans, when the air conditioning is turned on.
Well, he's done some good testing.
Yeah.
That's good information so far that the fans are capable of working. They have power, and you can make them run when they're supposed to. And they're supposed to run under two circumstances. One is when you turn the air conditioning on. That circuit's working just fine. The other one is when the engine gets up to operating temperature, and beyond operating temperature, the fans turn on to cool the radiator down. That's not happening. So the circuit, or the part of the circuit that you need to be checked, is the temp sensor on the engine somewhere. Either the sensor's not working, or that signal's not getting to the computer to turn it on. So start with the temp sensor. Sometimes that can either be shorted, or the sensor, you would have to check the wiring diagram, but sometimes that sensor can simply be shorted to ground, and that will turn the fans on. And if it does do that, then you know that it simply needs a new sensor that screws into usually the cylinder head or the intake manifold.
That's not a big job.
Well, sometimes it's hard to get to.
Sometimes
it's a big job to find it and get to it. But beyond that, no, to take it out and put it back in is not a big job
at
all.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. Text number is 81807. We started the show talking about, among other things, about snow tires and just tires in general. Texter wants to know, how often should tires be rotated?
You know, cars are more often than they used to.
Really?
And it's a good idea.
Why is that?
Well, the oil change intervals have gotten longer with synthetic oil. You know, they go 5,000 or 7,500 miles on an oil change. And most of the manufacturers are having us rotate the tires every single time. And it's a good idea because the front tires and rear tires wear differently. And if you leave them on either the front or the rear too long, they get a wear pattern in them that you can't get out of it. And sometimes it starts to make noise. Sometimes the edges wear out prematurely. And so if you rotate them, that doesn't happen. And it keeps them wearing smoothly all the way across. So it's a good idea to do it. Tires have gotten more expensive. It's cheaper to rotate them and get a lot longer life
out of
them. And so that's the reason you should do it. But like I say, often many of the manufacturers are recommending every oil change, certainly every other oil change, go ahead and have your tires rotated.
But I would imagine given the season, you're not about to rotate snow tires.
We don't. No. Well, they don't stay on. They don't stay
on
long
enough.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, so much of the time the roads are cold, they're full of sand and salt, and they're wet and slippery, and snow tires just don't wear out that quickly.
Yeah.
So
true. As long as you don't drive them in hot weather.
If you switch from summer to winter tires twice a year, then that is your rotation.
I see. You're done.
Yep.
All right. Texter says this, I have a 2002 Chrysler Voyager minivan. The airbag light comes on and a bell starts going off while driving. Then it stops. I was wondering, Texter says, if it was safe to drive.
Well, when the airbag light is on, the airbag system is disabled. So just so you know that, yes. Yeah, so it would be safe when the airbag light is on. The fact that it switches while you're driving is a little bit concerning. Sometimes it's a sensor in the seat or a seatbelt sensor, or there's, of course, it's a very intensely safe-minded system, so there's lots of different safety equipment on it, and probably what's going on is one of those sensors is starting to fail, and that's what's called. And then, of course, like, say, for example, you're driving along and you disconnect your seatbelt, it starts to ding.
Yes.
And that would actually be a test. Is it the same bell that's ringing when the seatbelt happens? And if it is, that might be a sign that, that the switch in the seatbelt is going bad.
Okay.
So
easy test for that.
Well, it's,
for that level.
For me, it is because I can hook up my equipment to it.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Beyond that, it's kind of a guess. But anyway.
It was an interesting question. Thinking about this looks to be our future. A texter says, is Lloyd's able to work on all electric autos like our Leaf?
You know, they don't need much, to be honest.
Don't
with
they?
No, they're very, you know, there's no oil change to do and so forth. I'm pretty sure Leaf is electric only.
It is.
Yeah, I think that's electric only. So there's not, you know, there's not a gas engine. So you don't have any of the gas engine related stuff, not the cooling system stuff to deal with. So, but yeah, so when it comes to brakes and tire, and not just Lloyd's, but any shop will be, will certainly be able to work on brakes and tires and, you know, all the normal maintenance that happens beyond the normal engine and transmission. But one thing that they've done a good job with on the electric cars is engineering. And
yeah.
They seem to be holding up pretty well. We don't see too much, even on the hybrid cars, we don't see too much maintenance on the electric part of those.
That's interesting.
So they've done a good job of engineering those.
Friend of mine has he's had it for maybe a couple of years now, what's the all-electric fast? Tesla.
Tesla.
He's got a Tesla. And he said, what kind of maintenance? He'll ask the dealer, whomever. Well, nothing. I said, are there oil changes? No, there's no oil changes. I mean, there must be some lubrication, I would think.
Well,
maybe not.
Yeah, sealed bearings. You know, they're lifetime sealed bearings. But you know what? My buddy just got one too, and he asked when it wasn't in a brake job, and they said, well, in up 100,000 miles, it you know, because it uses the engine for braking. You know, assist
it's an electric
to recharge
right.
it. And so the brakes, you don't use the brakes that much.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I guess they're pretty fast. There's no real transmission per se.
So it'll use tires. It'll burn up tires in a hurry.
That's the trade-off.
Just because they're fun to drive that way. Yeah.
A texter says, with newer cars, how often should the coolant be changed?
Sometimes never.
Really?
They should be changed as the manufacturer recommends, but many, many cars are going to lifetime coolant now, lifetime transmission fluid. I'm just waiting for lifetime oil to come out, but I haven't heard that yet.
Not yet. No.
But they're, you know, they're changing 0.8 and 0.16
Isn't that
oils
amazing?
Are coming out in some of
thin
the new cars.
Viscosity.
So, yeah, it's just thin as water.
Well, Dan, we have to take leave here. Make way for Jack Farrell. You're going to be back next week?
I am, yep.
Okay, good. How do we get in touch with Lloyd?
Give us a call at 651-228-1316. Come on over. We're at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Or you can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net.
Have a good week, Dan. We'll see you
Thanks.
Next week.
Sounds right. good.